The FAA is about to expand the runway at Sitka's airport and add a taxiway. Doing that will push the land further out into the sea, but things live down there, like kelp. And so federal rules say if that area is going to be covered up by the construction, then another area needs to be set aside to make up for it. No net loss is how government officials refer to it. The United States has X amount of wetlands and navigable waterways, and so if some is destroyed, some must be created or preserved elsewhere. The part that's going to be preserved is about 5 acres of tidelands between Crescent Harbor and Sitka National Historical Park. The deal to set that land aside has been in the works for more than 4 years and is now in its final stages. The Southeast Alaska Land Trust will pay the city about $240,000 for what's called a conservation easement, the right, basically, to protect the land from damage. It'll also use another $600,000 to buy Lot 8 of the Sheldon Jackson College campus property, which it will then give back to the city. The city can then use that land for a seawalk that would lead to the historical park. As it turns out, the deal sets aside more land than the city needs in order to make up for the airport project. Linda Spearstra with the Army Corps of Engineers says it's a good, proactive move.
You will have projects that will impact waters of the U.S. You will have to mitigate its bottom line. So being able to preserve that area for you as a mitigation bank, Area A, is really giving a lot of foresight to future projects.
At Tuesday night's assembly meeting, the discussion of the deal took about an hour. Assemblymember Terry Blake had some doubts, including the idea that the deal is for the indefinite future.
I just have a hard time saying that we are going to negotiate this property away with these type of restrictions and our exposure from any litigation in the future. And it's not just that piece. There's more here as well. And I think there's 15 pages of this.
Blake's concerns included the possibility that commercial fishing could be restricted in that area. The assembly changed the document to allow for commercial fishing. Other restrictions in the deal include dropping anchor on the tidelands and the use of motorized wheeled vehicles on the tide flats when they're exposed. Assemblymember Larry Cruz asked if the conservation status of the lands would also preclude people from walking out onto the flats.
In fact, on the contrary.
Diane Mayer is executive director of the Southeast Alaska Land Trust. She says part of the reason for setting the land aside in the first place is so that it can be used for educational or interpretive purposes. In other words, so people can access it, or so students can learn about it, for example, with programs from the nearby Sitka Sound Science Center.
Now, if the Science Center did it at such intensity that you were seeing trails carved through the eelgrass, we'd probably tell them to lighten up on their program and try to do more from the seawalk, but that's the purpose of setting it aside. It's an excellent educational facility.
Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett said the city has to find some land to set aside and that this area fits the bill nicely.
I could understand the concerns if we were talking about a piece of property in the channel or in an area where we possibly would want to do some future development. This piece of property, I believe, is pretty ideal for this situation. It adjoins the national park, which is going to be a national park forever.
The assembly approved the deal on a 5-2 vote, with Blake and Pete Esquiro opposing. The changes the assembly made will be taken back to the Land Trust Board for consideration, and then the document goes on to be reviewed by the Trust and numerous federal and state agencies, including the Army Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the National Marine Fisheries Service, and the State Department of Transportation. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.